The 1999 science fiction film The Matrix, starring Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, and Carrie-Anne Moss, is one of my favorite films. It's about a time when machines rule the Earth and man's journey, well, one man in particular, Neo, tried to stop the machines. One of my favorite scenes is at the beginning of the movie when Neo, who is Keanu Reeves, played by Keanu Reeves, has to choose between taking a red pill or a blue pill. If he chooses the red pill, he will wake up in the Matrix and see the truth. If he chooses the blue pill, he'll go back to the life he once knew as if nothing ever happened and nothing ever changed. Neo decides to choose the red pill, and the film's main adventure begins. Having the right mindset is important in everything we do. In The Matrix, Neo has a choice to make, and the choice is a reference to his mindset. Does he want to take the red pill and see the truth, or does he want to take the blue pill and ignore it? In her book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, Carol Dweck suggests mindset breaks down into two categories. The first category is a growth mindset. With a growth mindset, this means you're in charge of your own life. In NLP terminology, this concept means you are on the cause side of the equation, not the effect side. That you cause things around you, not the other way around. In NLP, we represent this as C is greater than E. If you're on the effect side, then E is greater than C. You want to be living at cause, which means taking ownership of your life. In The Matrix, the red pill represents informed realism and the growth mindset. Individuals with a growth mindset believe they can overcome challenging circumstances, that they can rewire their brain and learn new behaviors and new patterns. They believe the brain is malleable, that anything is possible if they set their mind to it. You'll often hear the phrase, I can learn this, I can do this, I can figure it out. It won't be easy, but I can do it. Those are phrases you'll hear from people with a growth mindset, because these individuals know how to come up with solutions in the direst of circumstances. And in order to solve problems, they know they have to have the courage to try something new. Rarely do we get to the next level by continuing to do what we've always done. In contrast, people with a fixed mindset, they don't think they're in charge of their own life. They think everything is set in stone, even themselves. They think they are hardwired. Their brain is hardwired. They think they are on the effect side of the equation, that E is greater than C for them. They're living at effect instead of living at cause. These individuals are often closed-minded, and they are not open to very many new ideas. You might hear phrases such as, I'm just not good at that. I'm too old. I'm not naturally gifted. I can't possibly learn that. Those are phrases somebody with a fixed mindset will say. They have a limiting belief that the world is in black and white. I can do something or I can't do it. It's this way or it's that way. It's all or nothing. You get the idea. People with a fixed mindset prefer a state of uninformed optimism and will always go for that blue pill. One of the interesting things is I used to reverse engineer malicious software or malware. I used to reverse engineer it to determine its behavior, how to stop it, who wrote it, and so forth. In the old days, around 2010, when you reverse engineered malware, you ran a program in a virtual machine or a sandboxed environment that was often isolated from the internet. The authors of the malware knew that this was the process of the people trying to reverse engineer their malware. So they added what was called red pill functionality to the malware. The red pill functionality caused the malware to behave differently when somebody was trying to reverse engineer it in a virtual environment. Because the malware operated differently, the cybersecurity engineer's job that was trying to reverse the malware became much more difficult. Red pill functionality effectively gave malware a growth mindset. Having a growth mindset means taking ownership of your actions in order to learn from them. If you don't take ownership of your actions, you're not going to change, because it will always be somebody else's fault, or you'll blame external factors. Many people don't want to know the truth. That's why a lot of people avoid going to the doctor. They want to sidestep a difficult conversation. Or they believe avoiding things is a strategy. It takes courage and ownership to face the truth. The only way to change, though, is from a place of honesty. We have to start with a place of honesty. If we're not honest about the status of a project, if we pretend things are okay, that we have it all covered, when we don't, we're asking for trouble. People with a growth mindset take responsibility for their own lives and the effect they have on others. They're aware and willing to change. They take the red pill. To have a fixed mindset means just the opposite. It means you're unwilling to change and you'd rather turn a blind eye to the truth. You'd rather stay in your own unhappiness instead of risk the unknown, which could actually be better. People with a fixed mindset choose the blue pill. They choose to stay in the matrix and continue to run on the hamster wheel of life, even though they know it's pointless. Key takeaways. Individuals with a growth mindset believe they can overcome challenging circumstances. People with a fixed mindset don't think they are in charge of their own life. They're living at effect. They think everything is set in stone, even themselves. People with a fixed mindset prefer a state of uninformed optimism, and they always go for the blue pill. Having a growth mindset means taking ownership of your actions, living at cause, and taking the red pill. People with a growth mindset take responsibility for their own lives and the effect they have on others. What's next? In the next lesson, we'll talk about how you and your team's mindsets can have a massive impact on your organization. I'll tell you a story about how we worked with a company that had medical devices in hospitals and clinics around the world with this password generating algorithm that had been leaked on the internet and put millions of people in danger. You'll also hear the story of how I was hired to break into a bank and what happened during that engagement. So without further ado, let's jump into lesson 2.